Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul DiTino. And the Giants made themselves available to the media. And obviously, one of the big questions was, where's the motivation coming from in order to get ready to take on the Tennessee Titans? Here's running back Rashad Jennings.
All of it, I think collectively, brings forth the best player. I think I said before, week three, you got to find a different motivation outside this game. Regardless, what the record is. Stay tunnel vision. And the reason, and remember why you started. Everybody plays this game for a different reason, and I'm not one to try to force why you should play it. So remind yourself of those. Remember, this is a privilege, and go about your craft, man. We're professionals.
So, Paul, last week you were sharing a story with me about how Rashad Jennings, even though he hurt his ankle, he just did not want to come out of the game.
No, he didn't. We finished with, 91 yards on the day against the Jaguars, but he had sprained his ankle, had come out. The trainers were trying to work on him on the sideline, and he just didn't want any part of that. He wanted to get up and start doing sprints to show them that he was fine and that he was going to get back in there. This guy's a pro's pro. He doesn't need any reason to be motivated. This guy's all in.
All right, we'll talk about the Tennessee Titans' rush defense.
They've given up 140-plus yards a game on the ground, clearly near the bottom of the NFL, if not the bottom. It was just a couple of weeks ago that Le'Veon Bell of the Steelers ran for an NFL season-high over 200 in one game against them.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, it's a good day for Rashad Jennings or Andre Williams. This has been your Giants in 90 with Paul DiTino and Anita Marks.